She shut the door again and pulled a chair against it. "No one in sight," she reported. "Good," said the Duke. "Let's arm ourselves, then captains, and get started. Pox, keep that blade for now, until the company is roused." The senior cohort captains left, Grokolnia returning in a few minutes with the Duke's sword and mail. "I told the sentry we'd had a small problem with the steward," he said. "He'll stop any servants from leaving by that door, at least. He heard nothing, by the way. Perhaps Venner's magic kept any of that from getting out, as well as kept us still. Doran's squads will be here shortly. What shall we do with the bodies?" The Duke, struggling into his mail shirt, did not reply until he had settled his sword belt to his satisfaction. "If I knew certainly that Venner was human, I would know. As it is, I don't know whether to burn, bury, or dismember it. Do you, Pox?"
"No, my lord. The shape-changing servants must be beheaded, for they can shift the location of the heart with the change of shape. But Venner, I believe this body is dead, but I don't know what powers he may still have."
She felt within for any warning, and found nothing but distaste.
"I feel nothing wrong, my lord, as I felt before."
"Before?" The Duke's eyebrows went up. "When?" "Before dinner, no, not yet. When we're secure, then we'll talk about it. Safe or not, I don't want this mess in my dining hall. We'll take them out, clear outside the stronghold, and just in case, we'll behead Venner's corpse as well. Kesim can lie in the other hall until morning. We'll hold his service tomorrow and display the others to the troops so they'll know what's happened." Then a commotion at the door. Doran, with two squads, eyes wide but disciplined.
"Gather the servants," the Duke told her. "Don't tell them what happened, and don't hurt them. They may well be innocent, but guard them well."